Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another MaterCast. This one's a very special edition of the MaterCast. This is Season 2, Episode 3. I am your host, Internet Broadcaster of the Year, Jamming Jerry Mater. I'm sitting outside the Stroll Inn Bar and Grill with my friends here. And to the right of me, I have Shelby Hall. And to the left of me, I have Mary McKenzie. And tonight we're going to tell you a little bit about this great bar. I am going to, let's start with you, Mary.
Sure.
What do you enjoy most about working at this bar? What is something that comes to mind that you enjoy the most?
Absolutely the people. The people that come in here are the most loving, supporting people.
Everybody awesome.
Just gets along and, you know, we never have any issues. It's just a really great environment.
I have to say that I really agree. And when you all come in, you gotta tell Mary to make you some of the best drinks ever because she does a great job. So be sure to, you know, I gotta compliment you on your drinks, Mary.
Thank you.
Shelby. And let me ask you something, Shelby. Okay, what was something? Was there anything that you were maybe not expecting to learn? That you might have learned here, that you never expected to learn in your life, but all of a sudden you learned.
I was surprised.
Yeah, there.
Just being in a bar in like the east side of Flint, and it just not, you know, I expected it to be a like rough area. Rough people come in.
Yeah, because sometimes that happens, right? But that's really good. I'm gonna go back to you as well, Mary, and. Well, you know what? I'll ask this question to both of you, but one of you at a time can answer it, all right? What can you say about the management? What can you tell us about Candy? Is there anything you can tell us that's, that if you want to tell us anything that maybe
she's
has...
She's fucking awesome.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, okay.
I like that.
Let's start with that.
Okay.
She's flat out fucking awesome.
Really?
She's a strong ass bitch.
All right. I like to hear that.
But
see,
she is so loving and kind.
Aw.
She has made us feel so welcome here.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to tell you what I think. And I, you know, people have known me for years for my interpretation of the way things are. And I have to be honest, when I came in here to this bar, this bar was maybe a third bar that I've been to where I thought, man, I don't know. It's going to be a bad time. I got here and got blown away, and this is the first bar I can really say that I feel extremely safe in. So thank you, ladies, for giving me the chance to do this. And, hey, Shelby.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a choice, where, okay... If you had a choice to work anywhere in the world, okay, or stay here, which one would you choose?
Right now, here, because, I don't know, this is like such a growing part of my life. I'm really young, and I feel like this is one of the better stepping stones in my life.
Sure. And, I watched you work, and you do a very good job, by the way. I'm going to be honest with you when I say... I haven't met such nicer people than here at the Strollin Bar. And it gives me great pleasure to say that I, Jerry Mater, the Internet Broadcaster of the Year, hands down, support, endorse, and fully... I fully endorse this bar. And, is Candy still out here?
Oh, yeah.
Candy?
Yes.
You got a few words you want to say?
You are doing just fine. I'm actually videotaping.
She's videotaping. That's such a sweet thing. Okay, let me ask you something here,
sure.
Mary. Okay, Mary, I want to know straight up.
Big John, you ready?
Are you,
actually.
Oh, there's Pete, our karaoke guy. Hang on a second. Hey, Pete.
He just stepped back in.
I knew he was going to do that. He's hiding. He doesn't want to talk on the air. But, you know... I'm going to ask this. In the field you're in, you know, bartending, is it a job that, just being honest, is it a job like somebody like me could do, do you think? Or do you think that might be something a little difficult?
You know, I think with the right training, you could absolutely rock this shit out. I think you'd be one of the best. Because personality goes above and beyond knowing how to pour liquor into cups. Yeah. We can all learn that. But you have to have the right personality.
Really?
And you have that personality. Right. Like, people are drawn to you.
Wow.
And you're just, you're great. You're great, Jer.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
You know, I'll tell you, ladies. When I first met you, ladies, I got to be honest, and I met Candy and met everyone here. I have to say that I feel so much more at home here than any other bar in the world, and I don't say that very often about very many bars. You know what I usually get, and this is the thing, and this is what I'm trying to get to many, many people that don't understand who are out there. I am unable to see. And when I come in here, it's not Jerry, the blind guy. Or it's not, the blind guy wants a drink. It's Jerry wants a drink. Or it's Jerry, can I get you something? And it feels so good here. They have the greatest food ever. What can you guys say about the food here? I mean, what can you guys tell us about John?
It's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
We keep adding more and more things.
Yeah.
Always wanting to try something new.
That's cool.
Always experimenting. Always taste testing. He'll get
right.
That is great.
Customers taste testing late at night, earlier in the day.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when I came in here and I tried, the first thing I think I tried here was the macaroni and cheese bites. And I'm like, wow. They're actually done. You go to some bars, and I'm not being mean. I really ain't. But you know, you go to some bars, and they do a half-assed job. But when you guys come here, you're not just getting food. You're getting served. Because they have, like, when you come here to get something, their food supply is, I don't know if it's endless or what, but my God, you get a lot of food. And you get a good drink. You get a good drink amount. You ladies know how to make some damn drinks. I just had a tequila and coke that was off the fucking charts, y'all. You gotta come in and try that shit. And you gotta come in and meet these ladies. You gotta come in and meet this wonderful family and this wonderful people. My family. My new family. I love these guys. They're great people. Don't forget to come on into the Stroll-In Bar and Grill. Oh, and Candy.
Yes, Dave.
I know you're trying to hide back there.
To introduce you to somebody else as well that's part of our family.
But go ahead and do that.
Back here behind me, his name is Weto Gonzalez.
Weto!
Come say hello.
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Come on over and shake my hand, fella. Hell yeah.
How
good to
you,
see you.
You too.
Hey. I gotta be honest, Candy. If you don't mind me saying so. I can't wait to do karaoke night again. We do that sometimes. It's on occasion. It's one of those trick switches. It's one of those trick switches, you know. We just flip it once in a while and it happens. Okay. You got any final words, Mary?
Well, I wanted to say congratulations. Because I heard something about you today.
Uh-huh.
So, why don't you tell us what happened today?
Aw, you guys are the greatest ever. Well, what happened today was I received the Internet Broadcaster of the Year award for the third time in the last 3 years. And it goes without saying, folks, I'm the proudest guy in the world. I couldn't be any prouder than all of you listeners out there and you folks for supporting me. And I want to take the time to just thank my family at home, my mom, my sister, my new family here at the Stroll Inn. Excuse me.
You got it, honey. You got
it. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
Definitely something to be so proud of.
Yes, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I'd ever get this award. And I always thought that when I did get the award, one of my good friends, Dan, my mentor, who had passed away, would be here to see me get it. So if you're up there tonight, thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. I couldn't ask for a better mentor. And I couldn't ask for better friends than all of you who listen to my podcast. And I do want to say that without a shadow of a doubt, I'm such... I don't know how to... I don't know what to do. Shelby and Mary, I don't know how to respond to this award. Because I don't do well with exception. I don't do well with saying, hey, this is something I deserved.
Get used to it. That's what you do.
But I can't get used to it because
you deserve it.
Yeah, don't be humble. Just be proud that you're rocking it.
That shit.
Right.
Jim and Jerry.
When I tell
Thank
her,
you.
Rock out with your cock out.
Oh, shit. Did you just say... Wait, hang on a minute. Hold up. So what are you trying to say there, Miss Shelby? You want to see my cock? Is that what you're getting to? You'd like to see the other microphone, huh, Shelby? That can be later, sweetheart. Right now we're working. That has to be later, darling. I got a job to do right now. Heavens! Never expected that one from the... You know, that shit was funny. I don't care. So, ladies, thank you for taking the time. Absolutely. To join me right here on the podcast. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you want to give them the address, Mary, since you got such a beautiful voice, and give them where to come.
2713 Layton Boulevard.
Woo!
Flint, Michigan.
Shit! That's where it's at, baby! The Stroller and Bar and Grill, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jammin' Jerry Mader, and you have just been jaminated. I gotta go. Get some more drinks on with these ladies right here. Woo! Finest bitches in Flint right here, okay? You got to come in and see them. They got the best drinks ever, best food ever. John, he's a great guy. All the staff here, Candy, she's amazing. And you know what? I love this bar, and that is not because I'm trying to learn to sing the song. I literally love this bar. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Stroll Inn, I am Jammin' Jerry Mader saying, fuck you later. I'm out.
Jerry, you've got a dirty mouth.
I know, but it's the best time ever.
I wish that was on.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Madercast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised.